Okay, tonight we're going to talk about the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why are we talking about the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael? Because first of all, this shir was prepared for last week, I wasn't feeling well last week, so I had to cancel the shir. But and last week we were just finishing up Maseches Ksuvos, and at the very end of Maseches Ksuvos, you have a lot of Eretz Yisrael related inyanim in the last couple of dapim. So that's the main reason we're talking about this. Also, Eretz Yisrael is on our minds tonight. I was just thinking about today. Tonight is marks the first yard site of the three boys, so we're all our minds are in Eretz Yisrael a little bit. So I thought maybe an Eretz Yisrael topic is appropriate anyhow. Now, normally when you talk about the sugyas at the end of Maseches Ksuvos and you want to say a shir on a topic, the topic is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That is not the topic we're talking about. This is not about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is, generally speaking, whether there is a mitzvah nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael or whether there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Famous machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, and a lot of discussion what the Rambam means by not counting amongst the minyan of mitzvahs a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about something else entirely. We're talking about a potential prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael. That regardless of whether, maybe it's related, obviously there's a very good chance that it's somehow related to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're going to say that I, as a Jew in Chutz Laretz, have no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I still might have an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. Still, if I'm there, it might be Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another related topic that's not exactly this topic, but is certainly very much related, and that is that there's something called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, that outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's an assumed tumah, because it's assumed that the dead bodies aren't handled or that the mabul left dead bodies everywhere, and that dead bodies haven't all been marked, graves haven't all been marked in Chutz Laretz, and therefore the Rabbanan were gozer tumah on all of Eretz Ha'amim. And as a result of that, in addition to whatever potential issur there might be for anybody to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's a higher level prohibition for a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael, because he's leaving the relative Tahara of Eretz Yisrael to the relative Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. So again, there are three topics we're going to be sort of focused on the middle one. There's the topic of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's the topic of leaving Eretz Yisrael, and then there's the topic of Kohanim leaving Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be focused on regular people, Yisrael and Levim, anyone just leaving Eretz Yisrael. Where does it come from that there's an Isra? So we'll start with a Rambam before we even see the Gemaras. If you look at source number 17, and the Marmakomos are really a little bit, very much out of order, so we're going to be jumping around a little bit. But the Rambam in the Hilchos Melachim, Perakei Alachatas, writes, Asur Lotzeis Me Eretz Yisrael L'chutzala Eretz Li'olam. One is never allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Pretty clear that you're not allowed to leave. Except, and then he gives a few exceptions, Ella, Lilmot Torah, Olisa Isha, Olahatzel Menachem, V'yachzol Aretz. But even then, even when you go out for one of these good reasons, and we'll discuss the reasons later on, Mirz Hashem, he says, still, Yachzol Aretz. You've got to make sure you get back to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. V'chein Yotzei L'schara, Aval Lishkon B'chutz Laretz Aser, Elim Kein Chazuk Shamarav, until to stay in Chutz Laretz longer than you need to is aser, unless the famine is so bad in Eretz Yisrael that it gets really, really bad and you need to get out of there. And then he goes on to the second to last line, V'afal pi shemutzer latzeis, and even when the famine gets really bad and the economy is terrible and it's difficult to find food, still, even though in that case it's mutter to leave, Eina midas chasidus. It's still not a midas chasidus to leave Eretz Yisrael at that point. Sharei machlin v'kulyon shnei gedolei adar hayu mnei tzara gedolei yotzu v'nischai v'kulyon makam. Machlin v'kulyon, two gedolei adar, they left Eretz Yisrael because of a tzara gedola, and nevertheless, they were chayv misa. So it's therefore never recommended. It's mutter in a number of circumstances, but never recommended to leave Eretz Yisrael, and in most cases, usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam. Now, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, source number 18, two Ha'aretz Kesef Mishnah has. First of all, Masha Kasav Yachzor La'aretz, that you should come back afterwards, after you take care of whatever needs to be taken care of in Chutz La'aretz, Kolomar, Avla Filu L'shum Echad Me'ilad Drom L'yetzim Chutz La'aretz L'shtakei Hashem. That you're never allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to stay. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you can't go to Chutz La'aretz with a plan of not coming back. So when you have a heter to leave, it's always a heter to leave temporarily. That's what the Rambam's saying, and he's going to bring a raya from a Gemara that we haven't yet seen. Skip to the next paragraph of the Kesef Mishnah. V'af pishu mutar latzeis. So he points out that the Rambam brings the raya from Machlam to Kliyon Shnei Gedolei Adar, and Mepnei Ma Nenshu, because they left from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Umashmil Rabbeinu, the Kibun de Gedolei Adar Hayu, Mistamel Oyatu Ela Kisha Chazak Harav, Bofen Shoy Yichol Latz Kvi Adin. It doesn't say anywhere that they left only when it got really desperate, but the Rambam's assuming that if they were Gedolei Adar, then they probably only left when things got really desperate. And Afal Pikein, they were held accountable for leaving. So you see from there that even if you leave beheter with a halachic heter, it's not always the right thing to do, and it's a midas chasidus, a person should not leave Eretz Yisrael. Now, why did I start with the Rambam? Also, lotzeis Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz le'olam, because it doesn't really say it explicitly in the Gemara that it's aser lotzeis Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, that one is absolutely prohibited. If you look at, there are several Gemaras that sort of lead us in that direction, certainly at the end of Maseches Ksuvos. You look at source number one, it starts with the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about this is Maseches Ksuvos. So why is it Maseches Ksuvos? Because we're talking about what are the types of things that one spouse may insist on that is considered to be ruining the marriage. And the husband insists on something, so his insistence is such a ridiculous thing that he's going to be destroying the marriage, and therefore he owes his wife a get with a ksuba, with a full ksuba payment. And when do we assume that no, it's the wife who's ruining the marriage, and therefore she loses the right to a ksuba payment? It's an important rule by ksubas. A lot of people don't realize that when we say that a woman loses her ksuba, she's not losing her ksuba because of some religious shortcoming. She loses her ksuba typically only when she's destroying the marriage. Like, let's say a woman eats chazer. She likes to eat chazer. On her own time, outside the house, none of the kelim or treif, everything is, but she likes to eat chazer. So if the husband wants to divorce her because he doesn't want to live with a wife who eats chazer, he still has to pay her ksuba. But if she takes nidarim, for example, then yotze below ksuba. Why she takes nidarim, yotze below ksuba? Because bavon nidarim, banamesim, kshem ktanim. So it affects the family life. And anything that affects the family life, or if she feeds him chazer, so he can't live. It's impossible to live like that. You can't live with a person who's going to feed you iser. So it's only, she loses ksuba typically when she destroys marriage. Says the Mishnah, either spouse can tell the other, we must move to Eretz Yisrael, but neither can say, we have to leave. Hakol malon Yerushalayim v'enakol motziyin. If they're already living in Eretz Yisrael, either spouse can insist that we go to Yerushalayim. Neither can insist that they leave. The Echad Anashim V'Echad Anashim, men and women alike. Says the Braisa, Kuf Yoram and Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Hu Omer Lalos V'Omer Shalol Lalos. Husband says, I want to make Aliyah. The wife says, no way. Kofnos Alalos. He can force her to make Aliyah. V'Imlav Teitzei B'Loksuba. And without it, then Teitzei B'Loksuba. It's very interesting, because based on the rule that we just said, and it's only if she ruins a marriage, so why would it be Teitzei B'Loksuba? It's not about religious shortcomings. There are greater religious shortcomings than not wanting to live in Eretz Yisrael. Probably, potentially, let's say she doesn't want to be Shomer Shabbos. Doesn't say anywhere. What?
This is affecting him.
It's affecting his own religious life. Yeah. Right, okay, so that could be. And it could be it's affecting the married life, that there's a greater bracha in Eretz Yisrael. He omeres lalos, if she says, I want to make aliyah, v'hu omer shalo lalos, he says no, kofnos lalos, she could force it. V'im lav yotzi v'item ksuba, and if he doesn't want to do it, he's going to have to pay ksuba. He omeres lotzeis, v'hu omer shalo lotzeis, kofnos shalo lotzeis, v'im lav teitzei b'lo ksuba. And again, as predictably, neither one can insist that they leave Eretz Yisrael. And if one of them does insist, then they're going to lose out in terms of the ksuba. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hador be'Eretz Yisrael shari b'lo avon. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're living without sin. Shenemar uval yomar shachach chalisei ha'ama yoshev ba naso avon. Ha'u gavrod naflei avon, the Gemara goes on to say, Bechozah, a guy had a yavama that he had to take care of. Bechozah, he had a situation of chalitza. His brother had died and he had to take care of a chalitza situation. Also, we still have chalitzas nowadays. My brother just had with Rav Nata Greenblatt, they did a chalitza in California. It was the strangest thing. I was talking to my brother about the chalitza, and he said, Yeah, we did a chalitza, and that was with Rav Nata. I said, was it a frum person? Because it must be weird if the person's not frum, they must think it's like the strangest thing in the world. So he said, well, couple wasn't so frum, but the children are frum. So wait a second. The children? If there are children, shouldn't there not be chalitza? So he said, no, as far as the children always knew, it was their parents, but she was the mother. It was an IVF situation with donor sperm. So the man never actually had children, so she actually required a chalitza. Very, very interesting situation. I guess we'll have more and more of those. So who gavra nafla yevama bechazar? There was a guy that had a yevama arul chutzar somewhere. Also kaved Rabbi Chanina. So he came to Rabbi Chanina. Amalei mahu lemechas uliyavma. There's a mitzvah waiting for me in chutzlar. It's a mitzvah of yibum. Am I allowed to go there and do yibum? He didn't ask if he can go do chalitza. He said, can I go do yibum? Now the yibum assumes that he's going to marry this woman. Obviously, that's yibum. Amalei achiv nasa kutis umeis baruch hamakom shahargo v'hu yari racharav. Your brother married a kutis. She wasn't really a kutis. He was saying your brother married a chutzlar. It's a chutznik, and he died. Thank God, because he deserved to die for marrying the chutznik. So now you're going to go and follow suit. You're going to do what he did. So that's pretty strong. Here's the closest we get to an absolute statement about leaving Eretz Yisrael. Just like it's Asr to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it is similarly Asr to go from Bavel to Shar HaRatzos. How is that just like? Kishem is making an equation. Why is it Asr to leave Eretz Yisrael? Kedushas Haaretz. Then it's not just like. Bavel doesn't have Kedushas Bavel, one would imagine.
But it sounds like a Malam Makoros being a reason construct. Bavel may not have intrinsic Kedusha, but there's a time Bavel was written, there's a time when there was.
So it's have Golem the Makom Torah, and not don't leave me Makom Torah.
No,
it's a more reason Makoros.
Right, so it would be Lakewood, would be. So you can't.
True Kedushas Haaretz, there's Kedusha because it's a Makom Torah.
Ah, so the question over here is right, so there are two ways to understand this. One, I mean, there are potentially more, but one way to understand it is Kishem Sha'asal Latzeis Meretz Yisrael Bavel, just like you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for Bavel, for the obvious reasons that Eretz Yisrael has inherent Kedusha, but so too the artificial Kedusha that Bavel has makes it that it's Asr to go from Bavel to other lands. Or you could say, no, the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel is the same as the Isser to go from Bavel somewhere else, meaning that just like by Bavel, it's not a function of inherent Kedusha, it's a function of the society that's functioning in Bavel, so too the whole Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael is only a function of the society in Eretz Yisrael, and Nafkamina would be what if there's no real great society functioning, or great Yiddishkeit functioning in Eretz Yisrael, even though there may be great inherent Kedusha. So both of those are possibilities, I think, in terms of how much is a kishen. That was whenever you see ki in the Gemara, whenever something is like, does that mean equal to or does it mean similar to? Does it mean the same or does it mean similar? Okay. Rav Yosef Tamit Ravaya, feel me from Diesel Bekovi, how did nothing from Diesel Bekovi, Shamte Rav Yosef, even from one neighborhood to the other, where one neighborhood is considered a better neighborhood. The Gemara tells a story. A guy went from Pumbedisa to a lesser neighborhood and he died. His own fault. He shouldn't have left the Makom Torah. He left Pumbedisa, the great yeshiva of Pumbedisa. So he could have lived by staying. And then another important Gemara to see, just to drive home the point of how special it is to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in the last half, in Ksubis, Rabbi Zeir, ki avasalik l'Eretz Yisrael, lo ashkach mavr l'mevar. When Rabbi Zeir wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't find a ferry to take him over the water to get into Eretz Yisrael. Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avar. He did what they nowadays call a ropes course. They have where you walk on this very narrow plank or a rope or whatever, and you're holding on to something, except he did it without a harness. And he made it over the water into Eretz Yisrael in this very precarious and dangerous way. Armle Yehud Tzduki. Tzduki sees him and says to him, Ama Paziza de Kadmisu Pumaychulu Udnaychu, you impetuous, impulsive people who put your mouths before your ears, when we said Nasa v'nishma, that we were willing to do and to commit before we understood what we were committing to, Akati b'psizu saichu kaimisu, you still remain just as impulsive as you ever were. Can't you wait for the ferry? Why do you have to run into Eretz Yisrael, put your life in danger? Amalei, duchta d'moshe v'aron lo zachula, ana miyemer d'zachinala. You know, there were great figures in the past that made it almost all the way and didn't get quite as far enough to get over and to get into Eretz Yisrael. And I don't want that to be my life story. I don't want the story to say, he almost got there, but he died waiting for the ferry. So I'm not going to wait for the ferry. I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I'm going to go. So a little bit about the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, that he wanted to get in as soon as possible. Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipidacho. Rabbi Abba kissed the ground in Akko. That's the story they say about the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav did not kiss the ground when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and they asked him, why didn't you kiss the ground? And he said, it's a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam says that Gedolei HaChachamim kiss the ground when they come to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not a Gedolei HaChachamim. Only Gedolei HaChachamim are supposed to do that. So that was, the Rambam says Gedolei HaChachamim because Rabbi Abba used to do. Rabbi Chanina Mesakin Mitkalei. Rabbi Chanina would make sure that the roads were smooth and clear so that people shouldn't go around saying bad things about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kaimi, Misham, Shulatula, Mitula, Lashimsha. They would make sure that when they were sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael, they were in the most comfortable environment, that the air conditioning was working properly, because they didn't want to feel like they were complaining about the climate in Eretz Yisrael, because you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chia Bagamda Miganda Ba'afara, he would roll around in his dirt. Shenemar Ki Rotzu Avadecha Savne V'Asafari Yichonenu. This is a little bit about the Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. Now, based on that, what is the reason for this Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael? What's the Tama Isser? So I was able to think of potentially four reasons for the Isser. One possibility is that it's a Bizayon of Eretz Yisrael, meaning this last Gemara that we just saw, that there's a maila in showing such a chavivus that you're willing to put your life at risk in order to get there. Not like Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen in the Tosfos that nowadays we don't have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it's so dangerous. Gedolei HaChachamim put their lives in danger in order to get there. And what kind of chutzpah is that, that we're there already and then we're going to walk out of Eretz Yisrael? So it's a bizayun ha'aretz. It would be like there's a halacha, mashal ma'adavar doma, that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos, that if you have one mitzvah in front of you, you should set up your tefillin and your talis in such a way that since you can put on your talis first, that the talis should be the first thing that comes out of your talis bag before your tefillin. Why do we set it up that way? Because it's not appropriate to take the tefillin and then just put it aside and take the talis instead. You have a mitzvah, don't cast the mitzvah aside. So every moment you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're doing a mitzvah, and you're just going to cast it aside to go to Chutz La'aretz, a bizayin of Eretz Yisrael, potentially. And that would certainly fit this last Gemara. Another possibility is, forget about a bizayin to Eretz Yisrael, forget about Hashkafa. It's a bittul mitzvah. There are mitzvahs that one has to do in Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, it could be a bittul mitzvah of the mitzvahs hatfluyos ba'aretz, that here you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have an opportunity to trumas and maestros and shemitah and all the mitzvahs hatfluyos ba'aretz, and now you're going to leave, and all those mitzvahs go out the window, and you're not able to do any of those mitzvahs. Or it could be even more fundamentally, that the second you leave, you stop doing a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and now you are no longer doing that mitzvah the moment you leave Eretz Yisrael. In fact, this is the implication of the Rashbam in Bab Basra. Rashbam, source number 9, Ein Yotzin, Shemafkia Atzmo Min HaMitzvos. That you're being mafkia yourself from mitzvos. You're withholding mitzvos. Now, the truth is, if it's about bittul mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, then it may depend on whether there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. And this is a well-known machlokus. I'm not going to go through inside all the makoros, but some of them are here in the packets. A well-known machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in his minyan mitzvos. The Ramban, in the fourth mitzvah that the Rambam forgot to count on his list of mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count, the Ramban writes that the that Lareshes Haaretz Asher Nasna Kali Yisborach V'Yisal Lavaseinu Lavrum Yitzchak Yaakov We cannot leave Eretz Yisrael desolate. We cannot leave it in foreign hands. We need to go. We need to take the land. We need to control the land. We need to live in the land. That is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a lot of explanations. Why did the Rambam leave it out? So the simplest explanation, although very debatable whether it's the correct explanation, but the simplest explanation is he left it out because he held it's not a mitzvah. And that's what the Megillas Esther, the commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam, writes, that he left it out because he holds that there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh. It was a mitzvah b'zmach b'zman k'shay kayim. It's no longer a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Mela, the Rambam leaves it out. The problem with that approach is that the Rambam counts mitzvahs that aren't nogeya b'zman hazeh as long as they once were nogeya and once again will be nogeya. And l'chora, this once again will be nogeya. Mashiach's going to come. We're all going to have a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it is a little strange that the Rambam will leave it out for that reason. So other suggestions are made that maybe the Rambam left it out because the Rambam thought that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah that is included within all the other mitzvahs, within the mitzvah of either building Mikdash or within the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of Tzliyos Ba'aretz, that somehow it's so connected with all the other mitzvahs or with so many other mitzvahs that it doesn't, it's like a heading, it's like a category of mitzvahs rather than its own specific mitzvah, meaning there are thousands of mitzvahs. There aren't 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. That's really not an accurate statement to say that there are 613 mitzvahs. It means there are 613 mitzvahs that count as mitzvahs. But there are thousands of things you have to do in the Torah that you get schar for and that you get onish for in the Torah. Just open up a chumash and you can count thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. It's just a question of how you categorize them into 613 neat categories. And that was the godless of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Others also tried to come up with minyan HaMitzvos, but none of them really had rules. The Rambam came up with a system of rules that actually landed him with the number 613. Meaning you could always say, I'll come up with 613, if you don't have to explain why these are in and others are out. Because obviously you're leaving a lot on the cutting floor when you're narrowing it down to 613. The Rambam formulated rules and still came to 613. Which is an amazing intellectual accomplishment to be able to do that. But it could be that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even though he doesn't mention it. But so if you're going to hold... What?
Only the reason of Yishuv should matter whether you're living there at Yisrael or leaving. But the other ones, even if you're just visiting, should also be...
Correct, right. So Nafkamina would be, right, if it's about a Bizayin Eretz, even if you're just visiting. Well, Yishuv Eretz would mean, if it's about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, then even no matter where you are, you should have to go. Right, it's not an isser to leave, it's only isser to leave because then you're not going to be there. It's an isser to not be there at all. Whereas Bizayon would only be an issue if you're already there. So that would be enough, Kamina.
If it's tied to the issue of more mitzvah for us, then the Kishem of Pavel kind of becomes sort of loose.
Right, the Kishem is a much looser Kishem, whereas Bizayon Ha'aretz is a little tighter, but to make it even tighter, it could just be that it's Bittel Torah. That the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael is a result of Bittul Torah, and that and Nafkamina leBavel, meaning Bavel would be the same. That would make a very tight connection between leaving Bavel, and that would, you know, fit the Hemshech of the Gemara, where it talks about people who left Mekomos of Torah in Bavel and were responsible for their lives. It could also just be that it's a loss of opportunity to amass kapara or kedusha, to imbibe kedusha, lav dafka mitzvos per se, but it is a holier place. It is an inherently holy place. So forget about the technical performance of mitzvos, whether it be mitzvos Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or mitzvos of Trumas or Maestros. Every dalet amos that you walk, you're getting kapara and you're getting mitzvah. So there is kedusha. It's a deprivation of kedusha. So that could very well be the reason as well. Now, the discussions regarding the geder of the Isser, what exactly the nature of the Isser is, that was the Tam HaIsser. But the geder may relate to this as well. For example, is this Isser that the Rambam talks about, of leaving Eretz Yisrael, is it an Isser Daraisa or is it only an Isser Darabanan? So if you hold it's a function of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, well, if you hold like Ramban, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is mitzvah Daraisa, and maybe the Rambam also holds that way, then you would hold that this is also an Isser D'oraisa to leave Eretz Yisrael. But if you hold that it's a din in Chibuv Ha'aretz or in being Vatal the Mitzvah Satlius Ba'aretz, so then it's a little more iffy whether it would be a D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan. Even if it's a din in bittul Torah, explicit bittul Torah is a daraisa, but something that like a gram bittul Torah that could potentially just put yourself in an environment where there's a little less Torah, hard to say that that's an iser daraisa. The yeah.
I know each cop we have to come lock with Dorman Torah, but we've seen that probably we need a Doraisa level.
Good. So we're going to have to discuss what the exceptions to the rule are. When are you allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? When are you not? And are mitzvos in general a good enough reason to leave Eretz Yisrael? Right. The Gemara is clear that Yibum was not a good enough reason.
Wasn't that instant.
Now, why would that not be a good enough reason? We might as well hash it out. Now, why would that not be? Because he didn't ask Shaydu Chalitza. He asked Shaydu Yibum. And that would mean living there, presumably. You married, meaning that the Rambam, when the Rambam formulates the Isser, he says you can go for a lot of good reasons as long as you plan on coming back. But if he's going to go to Yibum, he's not going to plan on coming back. Now, wait a second. But still, it's a Doraisa. How could he be Mevatel Doraisa for what might only be a Darabana? So it could be potentially that maybe the Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush by mezuzah, by the mitzvah of mezuzah. Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush that even though generally speaking the rule is hamavazis alivazis yesum mechalmish, you don't have to spend more than 20% of your money on a mitzvah, but for mezuzah you should spend more than 20% of your money if that's what it takes to get a mezuzah. He says mezuzah is not a mitzvah that you do once; it's every second. Every second you're there, and that brings it to a new level. The fact that something is constant. The quantity of it, just that every moment is that mitzvah, may bring it to a new level. So the fact that every second in Eretz Yisrael is another second in Eretz Yisrael may put it in its own category. The fact that it's an all-encompassing mitzvah. There aren't many mitzvahs where your whole body is doing the mitzvah. So that might also bring it to a new level, potentially. If you take a look at the Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer has a lot to say about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In Yerodea, Simtaf Nun Dalit, source number 7, Oslam and Gimel, so it says, Shal Karach Liashis Fekos El Nirli, Ki Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael V'Yushalayim Yeshba Gimel In Yonim. And keep in mind, the Mishnayis that spoke about, at the end of Ksuvas, about forcing a spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael, also said, you're allowed to force a spouse to go from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Now that can't be about a mitzvah of Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael, because you're already doing the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So if that's a real parallel, then that has to be about something else also. Maybe that's about the kedushos, the eser kedushos, and Yerushalayim is more kadosh than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But he says there are three levels. Echad mitzvah say di yeshivas aretz. Ubezein chilek bein Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. There is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That won't make a difference whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim. And anything that we haven't conquered is also wouldn't be included. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only once the land has been conquered and granted Kedusha. And if you hold that Kedusha Rishon is lo kitchel aslevo, then there is no longer a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on a daraisa level. That's one mitzvah. Habez mitzvah satzluyos ba'aretz. Ubezei yesh Yisrael niyushalayim al sharet sol b'zman ha-migdash, sheish from mitzvah siseros. If it's about mitzvah satzluyos ba'aretz, Yerushalayim does enjoy an advantage over the rest of Eretz Yisrael when there is a base ha-migdash. Because there's achilas kachim, meis ha-sheni, ulehispalo bebeis hamikdash shar hashamayim. Interesting, no? Achilas kachim, ha'sheni, these are very concrete mitzvahs. A mitzvah tefillah, whether tefillah is a mitzvah darais in the first place, is its own debate. But that there's dafka, a mitzvah, to daven by the shar hashamayim. Rav Nevensal has discussions in his notes on the Mishnah Berurah whether a bachur learning in yeshiva in Yerushalayim has a right to say, I'm not going to the yeshiva minyan because I have a holier place to daven and go to the kotel. It may or may not be nogeya to some of the yeshivas where Nevensal hangs out, that Bachur want to do that all the time. So he says, your first responsibility is to your yeshiva. But in a chinami, it is the holier place, right? There's no doubt that it's a holier place. Ubizman azel man yamalo kitch of yeshiva seret sod rabbanon, vayarosh lo nich pshu pshita shenu bezeh, shenu noig ben mitzvah tzitzmaris. Hagimel, the third element. Mistavra Lador Pemakom Makudosh Vakadosh Lashina. So he highlights the third element. That it's, forget about mitzvahs for a moment. Forget about the specific mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Be in a holy place. V'zeh af kodem kibush Yisrael, the Mefurish Bezor HaKadosh Pasuk, Lech Lecha Me'atzim, the Gam Oz Lo Yisholit Al Eretz Yisrael, Shum Sar, Rak Kodosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Very fascinating Chiddush, the Avnezer says. This has nothing to do with kibush, has nothing to do with what we call Kedushas Haaretz. When we talk about Kedusha Rishonah, Kedusha L'Shayt, Kedusha L'Slavo, that's about technicalities of mitzvos. That the Kedusha therefore makes it that we have Chiyuv and Shumas and Maestros and things like that. Maybe with a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it keeps his eye directly on Eretz Yisrael, and there's extra Ashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael. That was from the days of Avraham Avinu. That's before there was any Kibush, before anyone did anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Zion Eretz Yisrael. And that would apply throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. So that's how he breaks it down into these three halachos. So he goes on to say, let's see, does he talk about leaving Eretz Yisrael? He goes on, Av b'Galil v'Yehuda, af b'zman hazeh, tov lador b'misvara. He says, Galil and Yehuda, even b'zman hazeh, with doesn't have technical kedusha, still misvara, ki mistavra shemitzvah lachsos b'tzel Hashem, yisbarach, mimashaniyah tachas b'mashal asarim. If you have a choice to be directly under God's hashkacha, or somewhere else, better to be directly under God's hashkacha. So he sounds like he's saying that this idea of leaving Eretz Yisrael may relate to this just general kedusha. So there's divorcing it from the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So if I'm in Chutz Laaretz, I may not have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's debatable. That's its own debate whether I have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But if I'm already in Eretz Yisrael, so I have a requirement to stay tachas kanfei Hashchina under the direct jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have another issue, whether it still applies b'zman hazeh. And I saw in the Frankel Rambam, he points you to the Ve'yoel Moshe. Ve'yoel Moshe is the Satmar Rebbe Sefer on all things Eretz Yisrael related. So he has three sections to the Sefer. The first section is the Maimor Shalosh Shavuos. Maimor Shalosh Shavuos is another Gemara at the end of Ksuvos that says that one of the Shavuos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes with mankind is that the Jewish people are not allowed to take over Eretz Yisrael by force. So that formed the backbone of the Satmar Shita. The Satmar Shita is that the Medina is terrible because it's the Jewish people trying to take over Eretz Yisrael by force, and it's going to end in disaster, and that God forbid, and everyone's going to die, and it's going to be terrible because they're going to drive us out of the land. This is not how Mashiach is going to come. And what he does in the Maimor Shalosh Shavuos is he tries to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's not just an Agadah to Gemara, it's Halacha L'maisa, and it's Yahrag Val Yavar, and has to be taken as seriously as, more seriously than any other Gemara in Shas, essentially. And he has 185 proofs to this. And he writes in his introduction, you don't have to believe all of my proofs, you only need to believe one. I have 185, so you only have to believe one. So I read through most of them. I still don't believe any of them. But but he has a lot of proofs. That's one. That's Maimor Shalosh Shavuos. Then he has Maimor Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, where he sets out to, he writes, to be mevaer what the Shitos and Rishonim really are about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And essentially what he really tries to do is, most people understand that the Ramban is a no-brainer. Whether the Ramban holds there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's no question the Ramban holds a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because he says it in such clear and strong, emphatic language. The Rambam, machlokas. Megillas Esther thought, no, but, you know, a lot of it. The way the Satmar Rebbe views it is, the Rambam for sure holds there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh. The Ramban, I could see why people would make the mistake to think that the Ramban would hold that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, but I'm going to show you why the Ramban holds there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It takes some pretty impressive acrobatics to try to show that the Ramban holds that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But in this this kuntros, Maimor Yishuv, then he has a Maimor Lashon HaKodesh, where he discourages using Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so or using modern Hebrew, that it's different than Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so in the Maimor Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he writes that the Stechemet brings a raya from the Rambam that it can't be that there's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, because the Rambam writes that it's Asr Loshuv Mitzrayma b'derech hazeh, that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. In the fifth paragraph of Malachim, that he quotes from Elazar Mimitz, says, Masha Asr Torah Loshuv Mitzrayim Einu Ela b'derech hazeh Klom Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim Av Mishar Ratzos Mutin, that you're not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. That's the Yisr of going to Mitzrayim. But to go from everywhere else is going to be Mutter. So it's only from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. So he says, what do you see from there? From Eretz Yisrael to Shara Ratzos is Mutter. If the whole Yisr is only to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, so it must be to go from Eretz Yisrael anywhere else is Mutter. So the Satmar Rebbe writes, L'fiyani is Daiti, Mishum Halo Irya, Ve'in Raya Mizeh Klal. He says, I don't think that's a good Raya. Because he says, even if you could say that it's Midaraisa, it's also to go from Eretz Yisrael, even to Shara Ratzos, but what would that Isser be to go from Eretz Yisrael to America? He says, if anything, it would be a violation of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah saseh. But to go to Mitzrayim is a lo saseh. So maybe that's what it means, that the violation of the lo saseh is only if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But if you go from Eretz Yisrael to anywhere else, then it's a mitzvah saseh. Then it's a violation of mitzvah saseh, not a violation of a mitzvah lo saseh. But then he says, and what his whole premise of Maimon Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is, that Eretz Yisrael is only for very holy people. And if you're not going to be able to fulfill the Torah HaKadosh in the fullest sense, you have no business being anywhere near Eretz, being anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And he says they should be banished from Eretz Yisrael if you're not keeping the mitzvahs. And he says, but when you're banishing someone from Eretz Yisrael because they did an Avera, you can't send them to Mitzrayim. That's the Isser of going to Mitzrayim. But he could be banished anywhere else. So it could be that there is an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael if you're keeping the mitzvahs. And there's still a requirement, there's still a need, rather, to tell me an Isser to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim for those cases where a person has to be banished from Eretz Yisrael because he's not keeping the Torah properly. And then later on in the Maimar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in Os Pei Vav, he says, you know, it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about this Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Why isn't it mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch? So he says, probably because when the Gemara says that someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz is Kilu Ovid Avod Zara, and we learn it from David HaMelech, a pasuk by David HaMelech, he says, that must be because when your option is to live under a Torah Dik Malchus in Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to leave that to live Tachas, Rishayim, Shilton Rishayim in Chutz La'aretz, so that's Kovid Avod Zara. You're going into a place where it's run by Ovdei Avod Zara instead of a place that's run by the Torah Kedosha. So Sabra Rabbi says, so nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, the Shilton HaKofrim, so the whole Isser doesn't apply, and that's why none of the Nosei Kalin bring it down. Okay, maybe I'm making up. So that's what he suggests. Now, what are the exceptions to the rule? Just quickly to run through some of them. So the Rambam says, Lisa Isha, to go get married, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Kesef Mishnah points out, yeah, but the Rambam then says, and then you have to bring her back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Mishnayos and Ksuvos say. Once you get married, you can say, okay, honey, now we're making aliyah, and if she refuses, megarish her below ksuba. So even that would only be a temporary thing. What about a woman leaving Eretz Yisrael to get married? So Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in the tshuva. Would you say, on the one hand, that the mitzvah to get married is the man's mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah that relates to puravu, and a woman's not mechuyev in puravu? So is it a function of the mitzvah shabo, that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to get married? Or is it a function of the necessity of a fulfilled life, that a person wants to live a married life? And it could be Yosef Mishish Rotzalisa Isha Rotzalinase. A woman wants to get married with Tavla Mesav Tandum Mesav Armalu, that it's an even greater need for a woman than it is for a man, and therefore called V'chomer, that if a man is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, that a woman would be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to get married. Lilma Torah, to go learn Torah, Rav Yosef Engel writes that the Rambam says the reason you're allowed to leave Torah, because when the Gemara in Erev and Dafnun Hay says Lo Me'ever Liyami, he says that even if it was Me'ever Liyam, you'd have to go to the Ever Yam to find it. Ever Yam from where? So it must be, we're talking about you're in Eretz Yisrael, you'd have to go to Ever Yam to find Torah. So that's where the Rambam must have gotten that one is allowed to go Lilma Torah. The Or, but one could also argue, why are you allowed to go to Lulma Torah? Because maybe the whole reason you're not allowed to leave is because you're leaving Makom Torah. Kishem, that it's us who go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you're not allowed to go to Shara Ratzos. So Lulma Torah is the overwhelming consideration. Okay, a lot more to say, but we will stop there.